a prayer for our children, the fear of the Lord. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. He also will hear our cry and save us. Grace to our children and their house and their nation, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who love his name are joyful in him. In Christ we pray, that in his name our children and their house and their nation might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that our children and their people will hear God's words, that they and their family may learn to fear him, and that our children may teach their children. In the name of Jesus Christ, whose name is glorified forevermore, may God's fear be before their face and in their heart, that our children and their people will not depart from God, but depart from evil, hate evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the perverse mouth, and not sin, cleanse themselves from secret faults. May the Father, the God of our righteousness, keep back his servants, our children, also from presumptuous sin. Let sin not have dominion over our children and their house and their nation. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. The Lord bless our children and their people. May the Lord not impute iniquity, but let their spirit be without deceit and guile. May our children and their family cleanse themselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. May the God of their life give our children and their people a heart that they will fear the Lord and keep all his commandments always, that it might be well with our children and their house and their nation and with their posterity forever. May the Lord Jesus shepherd our children according to the integrity of his heart and guide them by the skillfulness of his hands. In Christ we pray that they and their family, his people and the sheep of his pasture, will give him thanks forever, that our children and their house and their nation will show forth his praise to all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. May the God of our salvation let our children and their house and their nation reap the benefits of those who fear the Lord. May the Lord take pleasure in them and their family, rejoice over them and their house and their nation, and do them good to plant them in the land with all his heart and all his soul, fulfill their desires, honor our children and their people, to provide for them and their people goodness and prosperity, prolong their days, deliver them and their house and their nation out of the hands of their enemies, hear their cry and save them and their people, and surely his salvation will be near to them and their family, that glory may dwell in their land. Great is the goodness which God has laid up for those who fear the Lord. May the eye of the Lord be upon our children and their house. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show our children and their people his covenant. May the Lord write their names in the book of remembrance, and may our children and their family drink of the fountain of life and turn away from the snares of death. May the Sun of Righteousness arise in their hearts with healing on his wings. Let our children and their family sanctify the Lord God in their hearts, being reverent, working out their own salvation with fear and trembling, standing by faith, working righteousness, and accepted by God. There is not want to those who fear the Lord God. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Let our children and their house and their nation trust in the Lord. Mercy surround our children and their house and their nation. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice and shout for joy, and mercy shall surround them and their family. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, let the Father of glory teach our children and their house and their nation his way, and unite their hearts to fear his name, and give them and their people one heart and one way, that our children may fear the Lord forever, for the good of themselves and their children after them, as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. For the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, his truth, his salvation, his throne, his everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. You, O Lord, shall endure forever in the remembrance of your name to all generations. In Christ we pray that the Lord God will pour his Spirit on our descendants and his blessing on our offspring. He will give to our children the increase to them and their children after them. May our children and their house and their nation be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. May the Lord teach them and their family in the way that they should choose, that their souls shall dwell at ease and at rest, and their seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord shall be with our children and their family, and he shall show them and their people his covenant. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of their times, and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is their treasure, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and the instruction of wisdom. By humility and the fear of the Lord may our children and their family gain riches and honor and life, abide in satisfaction and not be visited with evil. May the angel of the Lord encamp all around our children and their children and all that they love on every side, and deliver our children and their house and their nation from evil. Through God, our children and their family will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down their enemies. For God is their strength, the God of their defense, the God of mercy. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the door to salvation, may our children and their children after them receive the kingdom which cannot be shaken. Let them and their people have grace by which they may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear, in sincerity and in truth, with strong confidence, and our children and their people, being His children, will have a place of refuge. May God give our sons and daughters and their family food for their souls and declare to them the power of His works in giving them the heritage of the nations. He will ever be mindful of His covenant with our children and their family. For whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it that our children and their house and their nation should fear before Him and stand in awe of the Lord. For our God is a consuming fire. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and their land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before Him, and shall make His footsteps their pathway. Blessed be the Lord for evermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, may the fire of the Lord Jesus Christ be kindled in their heart. Let His fire fall. According to His loving kindness, may the Lord pour out His Spirit, and may His divided tongues of fire appear, one to sit upon each of them. May Jesus Christ, their Savior, baptize our children with the Holy Spirit and with the fire of His love. May the God of their salvation establish them and their family as a holy people unto Himself, according to His own purpose and grace which was given to our children in Christ Jesus before time began. May God uphold them and their family in their integrity, and set them and their house and their nation before His face forever. Let God have mercy upon our children and their family, according to His loving kindness, according to the multitude of His tender mercies, and blot out their transgressions. Wash our children and their people thoroughly from their iniquity, and cleanse them from their sin. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in You. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, in Christ we pray that our children and their family, of their own free will, shall present their mortal bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, to do good and to share the bread of Christ, to give their lives to serve and to follow Christ. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will not allow the salt of the covenant of their God to be lacking in their lives. Our children and their people shall be saturated with the oil of anointing and fragrant with the frankincense of praise. In Christ we pray that our children and their house and their nation will continue to offer the sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of their lips giving thanks to His name. Let us give thanks that it pleased the Father that in Christ all the fullness should dwell, and by Christ to reconcile all things to Himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. In Christ we pray that having been justified by faith, our children and our people have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, for His mercy reaches into the heavens and His truth into the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let Your glory be above all the earth. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from our children and their house and their nation. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God, who has made His home in them. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and His kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are His, the earth also is His, the world and all its fullness, He has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, He has created it. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through Him and for Him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation, in one accord, will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he who is blessed, and the only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power, we ask and receive these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer. We pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen and amen. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God.